Glory to Jesus Christ. Priests have some kind of privilege that they can add to each liturgy many own intentions. They pray for many people they know who live and for those who already died. And there is, when I prepare these gifts, there are a lot of names. I put on discus, and I ask God for them. And one of these names is named Vladimir. Vladimir is my cousin who died when he was probably around 34, maybe younger a little bit. My cousin, after the revolution, when borders were open, he moved to Switzerland, and he got a very good job. He got married. He had a lot of money. He traveled a lot of. And after a while, he was started to plan to start his own company with his brother. And then he went back to Slovakia for Christmas to visit his father and relatives. And on the way home, they stopped to one of these restaurants, which are along Hagibay in Slovakia. They started lunch, and in the middle of eating soup, his head just fell down on the table and he was dead. They said that some kind of virus attacked his heart and it caused collapse. I pray for him not only because he died so young, but question which I carry in my mind was he prepared for meeting with our Lord? Was he prepared to enter to eternity? And this is why I never forget to mention him, because I worry. I worry because he had good life. He really had success. It was great life he had. But I worry because it seems to me that he was consumed by world, by these worries about life, about career, future. And we have to realize that this is something that is very dangerous. You know, enemy of our souls, he doesn't attack us and he doesn't force us to deny Christ. We don't have these temptations to curse God. We don't have this temptation to leave God and forget about God, deny his existence. This would not work. This temptation is without danger, because we are able to deny that, we are able to say no to this attack. But the enemy of our souls, he attacks us differently. He gives us this thought that we must be very busy, that we must do many things for our life, that we must secure our life, that we have to really work hard on our careers, that we have to work hard to reach all our dreams. And this is dangerous. And many times we are not able to recognize danger of this temptation. And many times we think that, well, this is nothing wrong with that, and we even don't recognize that there is temptation. But this activity of invisible one is working very well to give us this idea that many things are important. And this thought causes that we put God aside. Not totally. Still we say, God is my Savior. Still we try to have hope in salvation. Still we proclaim that we want to go to heaven, to have eternal life. We still say all those things. But if energy of our body and mind is consumed by taking care of things of this world, there is no energy to really follow God's commandments, to follow these signs which shows us the direction of our life. Many people will go to hell, not because they curse God, not because they were nasty people, just because they were too busy with these things of this world, and they forgot to be busy with God things. This parable is very powerful, and so powerful that it should terrify us. And we should ask ourselves that these words God said to this man who was consumed by worries about this world, if God doesn't say to us too, you fool. And we have to think even about this message which was hidden there, which shows us that we are not rulers over our lives. We don't know when we are going to die. We are not able to plan this. We don't know the date and the hour of our death. And God said to this rich man, he said, this night, you will die. Who knows? Maybe this day, this Sunday, is the last of our Sundays. Maybe day, Sunday, night which is coming is our last night. Maybe. Who knows? Are we ready? Are we ready to meet our Lord? And if this happens, if we stand in front of Him, what would be our answer? Sorry, Lord, you didn't give me more time because I had to take care of worldly things in my life and I didn't have time for you? Or we will acknowledge it and we ask Him today for His mercy and for this grace to see our life in this real meaning, what is really important for us. The biggest temptation from the evil one is that he makes us too busy to remember God, to remember our soul, to remember our eternal life. And this is reason why I pray for him. Because I am not sure if he was ready. And we should pray for all those our dear ones who died in the same way, to ask God for mercy because we are not sure if they were ready. And we should pray for ourselves. May God give us grace to be ready. Amen.